Hey everybody, my name is Razzle and you're listening to Famous Adjacent.
And putting together Some
people don't like that, I don't like certain people.
Or you're watching it. And if you're watching it, like, subscribe, whichever direction. I'm new to this whole YouTube thing, so wherever the smash button is, wherever the like button, like, comment, subscribe. Or if you're watching this on TikTok, like, comment, subscribe. Same thing, all the same. All the things. If you're listening to Spotify, share this with somebody. If you're listening to this on iTunes, because you've been here for way too long when this feed first started, go give me a review. Give me a review if you can. And I appreciate you all. These headphones, I might not use headphones anymore, but I do like hearing my voice because I'm used to doing that when I interview people. Maybe I'll do it from the back at some point. I'll get a longer extender. I don't know. I'm rambling. Hey, everybody, this is it. That might get cut out. We'll see. I just saw the new Jackass movie in the theater. It's a Tuesday, and tomorrow's a Wednesday. Today's a Wednesday when you're listening to this. I'm going to upload it tomorrow, I think. Hi. This is part two of me being back because last time I recorded 30 minutes. Longer than what I posted. I think I posted like 8 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. I recorded way longer, but I didn't record. I talked way longer, but my phone ran out of room because I got a 10R and I'm filming this on my phone because I don't have cameras yet. The last half was fun and it was cool and I made some jokes that I was making myself laugh and because I always do. And it didn't record. So I'm like, you know what? I cut it apart. I didn't cut it apart. I posted what I recorded. I posted what literally, I posted everything that I recorded. So that was part one. So part two is me being a week later being like, you know what? I wasn't going to record new. I wasn't going to delete things and then record a whole new one and put it there. And I figured I'll just do two on backs. One with kind of me being like, hey, I'm sad. Woe is me. Thank you for subscribing and listening. And then another one where I'm like, hey, I'm back. I'm going to talk about some things. I really wanted to talk about Drake putting hot sauce in a condom, but that happened like 2 weeks ago. Drake put hot sauce in a condom. So he's getting sued by a girl because he had sex with a girl. Then he went to throw the condom away and he put hot sauce in it to kill the sperm. And a girl went into the bathroom and put it in. Y'all know how the body works. He's getting sued because Drake put Tapatio in a condom, and that was really, really funny to me 2 weeks ago. But that was I just saw Jackass. I got to talk about this because it made me – Jackass, I'm turning 40. As I mentioned in my last video, I'm turning 40, and I'm turning 40 in a couple weeks here in March. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. They say 40 is the new 20, but my knees make noise when I crouch, and that didn't happen when I was 20. I was in a punk band when I was 20, and it was really, really fun. Really fun times, man. I was in a pop punk band, rock band. We played a lot of shows in Michigan, played a couple of big radio shows. We opened up for Simple Plan once, and that was fun. We played a radio show. That was a big show, and that was really fun. And those were some of the funnest years of my life. And I don't mean that in the sense that I haven't had any fun since then, but there's something about your 20s, your early 20s, where, I mean, it's just like a magical time. Like, you're carefree. You're still on your parents' insurance. Some of you might be, if you're 25, still listening to this or just finding about this, cherish your parents' health insurance. It was a fun time, and I still listen to that kind of music. And my point was, I've been a fan. Like, I'm turning 40, and I went to see the new Jackass movie, and I was in there, and I was laughing. I was in the row. Like, here we have a big separate row. There's like a big aisle, and then there's a front and a back, like the front, and then the second half. And I was right in the front of the second half where I had the arm railing. So I was like this. I was literally like this the whole time. Just laughing it up. It was so funny. The new Jackass Forever is so funny, and it's a testament to age. It really hit me because those dudes are older than me. First off, they're like 58, They're like probably a good 5 years to 10 years older than me as it is. Let's see how old Johnny Knoxville is. Johnny Knoxville is, I'm going to Google it. He's 50 years old. March 11th, 50. So he's turning 51 6 days after I turned 40. So he was 30 ostensibly when I was 20. When I was 18, he would have been 28. And I was 18 when the first Jackass came out. The first movie and the TV show came out in 2000. Then the movie came out in the year, I think the movie came out in the year 2000 as well. Jackass the movie came out in 2002. So 2002 was when I was in the punk band. The movie came out when I was in the punk band. When I was in high school, Jackass came out my senior year in high school. And we used to watch it when we were on the football team, and the football team people, and I was on the football team, believe it or not. And I'm watching this new Jackass, and they made it last year during the Panasonic, whatever you want to call it. And these dudes are 10 years older than me, doing these stunts and just having a fun time, not giving a fuck about how old they are. They're still acting like they were 28 years old or in their 20s, having fun with their best friends. And it really struck me. It really made me grateful for my health and my friends that I have right now. And I'm still friends with, you know, people from my 20s and in high school and all that. But there was I was watching it and I was like, you know what, maybe 40 isn't so bad. Maybe 40, I can still just have fun with my friends and have a good time. So that helped. You know, that was fun. It was funny. It's watching a bunch of dudes get, and there was one girl, a really funny girl, Rachel Wolfson. She's a comedian here in Los Angeles, I think. Dude, it's so fun. It's a bunch of dudes, a bunch of old dudes and young dudes. They got some new people in it as well, and they're just getting their, you know, they're getting hit in the dick and getting doing dumb shit that hurts, and it's so funny. And I was literally like this. Like I was a kid in the candy shop again. Like it just was so silly and funny to me. Highly recommend if you like laughing, if you like, you know, having a good time in the theater, or if you feel safe enough to go to the theater, go see it in the theater. If you don't feel safe because of COVID and everything, go watch one of the originals. Watch one, two, or three, at home, and just laugh at dudes being dumb. Because let's face it, dudes are dumb. Dudes have created all the wars. Dudes have created everything bad in the world. comes from dudes trying to get rich or get laid. And, you know, it is what it is. Them's the breaks. That's the rub, right? You know, the rub of living in this world is there's two types of, or maybe more, depending on whatever you believe. Dudes, Jackass, it's what it is. That's the name of it. Bunch of jackasses. And I love it. And I eat it up like breakfast and cereal and lunch and dinner and brunch after dinner because I skipped breakfast the next morning. So I had brunch later on in the day. Let's get into some things. So I talked about Drake. I talked about Jackass. Maybe I'll do for 20 minutes. I saw a Wayne's World clip, and maybe I'll try and put it on here, or I'll put it on my Instagram or my TikTok. The first Wayne's World, when he's, maybe I'll try and superimpose it in here if I can figure out how to do that on my phone so I don't upload it into my computer. The first Wayne's World had a scene where they're talking about selling out, and they're talking about selling out and shilling for the man, and the whole thing is Wayne and Garth eating products like Doritos and things like Doritos. And then he does a pizza, then he does Doritos. Then Garth has sneakers on and then they do a Pepsi from the old Pepsi. They do an old Pepsi thing. And the whole thing is them shilling product. Like it's pure blatant product placement. Like if you aren't in Hollywood, if you don't know movies, you're smart enough, if you're listening to this, you're very intelligent people. You're very, maybe not because you're still listening to this. You know about product placement. Products and companies will pay movies and give certain amount of budget to these movies getting made to have their product featured. You know, James Bond, the cars pay for it. You know, most action movies most any movie, if a car has the emblem and is pulling up and it stops on that emblem, that car company's paying for the movie. If a product, Transformers 4 has a bunch of Bud Light that Marky Mark Wahlberg is drinking. Bud Light paid to have that in there. And I seen that clip on TikTok the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, that's funny. That looks just like Instagram. And I open Instagram, and lo and behold, there's a friend of mine that I love. She's awesome. But she's just posting an Instagram ad, and she's posting this product, and she's like, and she's doing this thing. And it's so funny to me. And then I scrolled a couple scrolls like a slot machine, or like I'm flipping channels. Instagram, when I scroll, I pretend I'm flipping channels. When I'm on Instagram, I pretend I'm flipping channels. When I scroll, and I'm hoping I come across something good, right? Or it's like I'll pull down like a slot machine, and I'll just pull down and refresh, hoping to get a like or hoping to get a comment on a post because I'm insecure. And I talked about that last episode. Keep up. But Instagram is like a TV. Like I'm scrolling, and then you'll get them on one of these sponsored posts where there's blatant product placement that they're getting paid to do. And it just feels like such a QVC ad. It feels like such a Billy Blanks, you know, a Billy Banks or whatever the guy's name is from ShamWow. What's his name? Bill. I just listened to a good podcast about that. ShamWow here. There's a podcast called Billy Mays is this ShamWow guy, the infomercial guy. And then there was Ron Popeil, Ron Popeil from Set and Forget It. Infomercial. These are people from my childhood. Infomercial guys. And they, that's what Instagram feels like. Instagram feels like QVC. If you're shilling, look, I would sell out in a heartbeat. If a company wants to give me money to post a thing, I will do it. I'll do it. I was in a punk band. I'm born to sell out. People think selling out isn't punk, but selling out is the most punk thing you can do because you don't give a fuck. You want the money. You don't care about it. You just want the money. You want to have fun and make art. And if someone's paying me to do that, guess what? I'll do it because I like money and I want money and I want more people to see what I do. And that's what Instagram is. Instagram is, next time you're on Instagram, just scroll like you're watching TV, like you're late at night, 2 a.m. Pretend, next time you're on Instagram, pretend it's 3 a.m. It keeps getting later and later. Next time you're on Instagram, pretend it's 7 a.m. and you're just waking up. No. Pretend you're in college. If you went to college, awesome. If you're in college, great. If you're not, if you're my age, or even in high school, go on Instagram. And pretend you're just late at night. You just got home from a party. You're drunk. You're high. Whatever. You just finished finals or whatever. And just scroll like you're flipping channels like you used to do back in the day. Back in the day, right? And when you actually had channels, when you scrolled real TV and you didn't just scroll Netflix for 20 minutes trying to find a movie that is, you know, shorter than the amount of time it takes you to pick out Netflix. Netflix has way too many options. Hey, it's like ice cream. Ice cream's got way too many options. Just give me vanilla. Give me vanilla, chocolate. I don't need Reese's Cups. I don't need butter pecan, which is the best flavor. I do need butter pecan. I'll take that back. Give me vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate, and mint. I don't need, you know, Reese's Pieces. I don't need butternut squash. I don't need whatever the fuck. There's too many ice creams. That's what Netflix is. Hey, stop. Don't have that. That's what I got Paramount Plus for 5 options. I don't need, it takes me forever to decide. But that's what Instagram is. Go on Instagram, pretend it is, pretend you're scrolling and it's so funny when you come across someone shilling a product. It's so funny, especially if they're there. If it's just a post, whatever. If it's a Reels and it's a video, it's even funnier. But that's how I treat Instagram. That's how I treat those ads. I'm losing my mind. 40 breakdown LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a thing. LinkedIn's a funny thing. LinkedIn is just, if you don't know what LinkedIn, if you don't go on LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a social network for finding jobs. LinkedIn is, honestly, LinkedIn is, go on LinkedIn. If you don't have a LinkedIn account, set up a LinkedIn account. If you don't have one, congratulations on having an awesome job and you don't want to find a new one. Give me options. I would love nothing more than to be canceled and be able to move and give up on my comedy career, give up on anything creative but I need it. Nobody knows who I am, so it won't matter. So if you're listening or watching this, make me famous and then cancel me so I can move to Omaha and just open up a fucking fudge shop or something. But go on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is so funny because it's literally, LinkedIn is just a bunch of white people congratulating each other. Go on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is literally, again, scrolling on your phone or scrolling on your computer, tappity tap tap, and just count how many times LinkedIn is like, LinkedIn encourages you to congratulate people who get promotions or get new jobs, which is great, but like, hey, that's what the check's for. That's what the money's for. I'm going to quote, what the fuck's his name from Mad Men? I'm going to John Hamm, but what was his name? I can't even remember his name from John Hamm. John Hamm, Mad Men character. John, Mad Men. We're going to have some fucking dead air there. What was his name? Don Draper. I love that show. I got to rewatch that show. That was a fucking good show. Don Draper. That's what the money's for. So LinkedIn is just a bunch of white people congratulating each other, and it's so funny. Or it's like, hey, your friend's been here for 5 years. Your friend's been working at Citadel Communications for 5 years. Send them a congratulations. It's so creepy. It's like, it encourages you. It's like trophy. Nothing's more participation trophy than LinkedIn when it's like, hey, buddy. Like I'll get notifications that's like, hey, Sherry's been working at this company for 10 years. Send her congratulations. Or, hey, your friend Kevin just started a new job. Congratulate him? Hey, congratulate me or give me a job. Hey, Kevin, congratulations. Are there any openings? LinkedIn's so funny, dude. It's so funny. And then some of these things, people even just post things about their jobs. Like people are so excited about their jobs. I wish I'm envious. I'm jealous. That's where I'm at when I'm 40. I'm jealous of people who don't live in LA and enjoy their jobs. I'm jealous of people who don't try to do entertainment and are just happy. Hey, what's that like? What is it like? What's it like to be like, I have a joke I'm working on where it's like, I want my friends to fall in love and be successful because I want them to tell me what that's like because I don't know. And it is what it is, baby. But I love it and I'm trying and I'm going to give it another year. But stop making me congratulate people. LinkedIn, stop it. So that's LinkedIn. That's what I have to say about LinkedIn. It's literally just me in my bedroom right now talking into a microphone. The next episode, I'm going to try and interview somebody. I'm going to see if one of my buddies will want to get interviewed. Yeah, so if you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, thank you. Or watching this on YouTube, comment or send me an Instagram at my name is Razzle. Send me a DM and I don't know, ask me some shit or talk to me. Say hi, talk to me, tweet at me. My name is Razzle too. It's been the same forever. That nobody ever tweeted at me when they, you know, for the 7 years this has been out. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. Trying to figure out what I want to do here. On these episodes where it's just me. That's how I'm doing. I had a fun night tonight. Had a fun day today. Had a fun weekend. It was all right. There was a girl in town that I was kind of seeing. I'm kind of talking to. She's cool. She's really cool. She's really talented. I didn't get to see her as much as I would hope, but it is what it is. That's the rub. I'm not going to get into that. But I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than I was last week or the week before. The last 2 weeks have been downer and bummer weeks, and this week's fun. The last week has been really fun, and I like that I'm doing this. I'm forcing myself to put these out. I was hoping to get this out on today, on Tuesday. And try and release them every Tuesday because when I started this with Dan, this feed with Dan, I think that's what we did. But yeah, so that's that. I've been doing for like 20 minutes. I think I'll stop it down there. You know what? I'll talk about this real quick because I almost lost it. So I do like, look, entertainment doesn't pay my bills. Entertainment right now, I was doing like COVID work on some movies and on a MGM pilot, on an Amazon pilot. I was like doing COVID testing. I was like in charge of making sure people were safe and healthy and tested. and really good money, but that's not happening anymore. So I'm trying to find a new job, another production company, another gig. Either I'm trying to find either like a podcast job, because I've been, you know, producing and selling and developing content for a long time, and I've done some pretty big things. Now I'm doing some small things in my room because I'm trying to do bigger things elsewhere. But so I was doing that because entertainment doesn't pay my bills. So I needed to, well, entertainment did when I was doing COVID, but that was COVID paying my bills, not entertainment. So lately I've been working at a restaurant that I worked at years ago. Then the pandemic's done. So like, it's almost done. It should be done. But people say it's not, but it should be done. The pandemic's done, and I'm working at a restaurant again because it pays my bills. When I don't have, you know, more money coming in from doing other stuff. And it's a burger place. And this girl calls up, and she's like, hi. And also, and look, mind you, When I'm at work at this restaurant, I turn my brain off. That's why I work at a restaurant, so I can just make money, turn my brain off. And she calls up, and she's like, hi, question, are your burgers grass-fed? And I like put it on mute, and I looked at my boss, and I'm like, you take this, because I'm going to go off on her, and I'm going to lose it. Hey, who gives a fuck? It's a dead cow. You're still eating a dead cow, even if it is grass-fed. Do you know what? There's steroids put on that grass, whether or not it's corn or whatever. Grass-fed, corn-finished, grass-fed. Is it grass-fed? Hey, there's fertilizer, and there's fucking stuff put on that grass that cow eats, and then you're eating a dead cow. What do you want? Your phone was made by slaves in China. Who gives a shit if this cow that you're going to now eat was eating grass or corn made by Monsanto? There's still other chemicals on it. Stop. Stop with this grass-fed bullshit. I licked my lips like I was getting hungry, or I just did heroin or coke. No. Anyways, you know, that's that. That's the thing. Don't worry about the cow. Don't worry about what the cow's eating. It's a healthy cow. It's a healthy cow. It was a healthy cow. So yeah, shout out to all my restaurant workers. If you go out to eat, tip your wait staff. Tip them 18% to 20%. Tip them more. And if you're going out to eat and you really care about helping out servers, tip them in cash. Okay, like Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog, that Disney movie. She was saving up to make her own restaurant, and she was doing that by being a server and not paying taxes because she was saving the cash. So if you go out to eat, do me a favor. Tip the wait staff in cash so fucking the government doesn't need to get their hands on it, because they're working hard enough as it is to bring you a side of ketchup after they just brought you a water because you weren't thinking about you wanting more ketchup, so you were making them come back and forth and back and forth to your table when you could have just said, hey, give me some water, give me some ketchup, and the check soon, please. Thank you. So, yeah, look, take care of your wait staff. If you are a wait staff, if you are working at a restaurant, cheers to you. I applaud you. Thank you for your service. There should be like a day. There should be a holiday for restaurant workers where every restaurant is closed or every restaurant is open and all the restaurant businesses give all that money to the wait staff. That's my thought. There's Veterans Day. There's Memorial Day. There's, you know, other days. There's holidays for presidents. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. My name is Razzle. If you've made it this far onto this episode, I appreciate you. I'm going to interview somebody next time, I think. I'm going to do that because I want to get back into interviewing people as well. And I'm going to try and do that on video as well. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you all. And follow me on Instagram at my name is Razzle. Follow me on Twitter at my name is Razzle, the number 2. As always, it's been that. Shoot me a message. DM me. Slide into my DMs, because the girls aren't. So slide into my DMs with questions, comments, or whatever, you know. And thank you for hanging out, and go see a movie this weekend and laugh and have a good time. And be good to your friends. Be good to be good to each other. And check the expiration date on all your feud. Feud?
I know, your feud. Hey.
put them up. Check the expiration date on all your food in your refrigerator, because there's a lot of stuff in there that you